Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast.
I'm Rebecca Lawrence.
And I am Jacopo Fanciulli. And we are the authors of the Jumbo Shrink Guide to Italian Wine series.
This show will feature narrations of our second book in the series,
The Jumbo Shrink Guide to Italian Wine, International Grape Varieties. We wrote this book for curious wine lovers,
especially those who enjoy the idea of having a light-hearted, entertaining crash course into this very broad topic. Join us as we journey through the world of Italian wine.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, International Grape Varieties, the second and newest book in the Jumbo Shrimp series. We plan to continue bringing you more episodes each Thursday, and remember, the Kindle version of the book will soon be available on Amazon, and the paperback will likewise be available from positivepress.net. Also, rate our show wherever you tune in. Find Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Our Twitter handle is @ItaWinePodcast. Check out @MamaJumboShrimp on TikTok.
Are all Pinot actually the same? Pinot Noir, Pinot Blanc, and Pinot Grigio, Gris, are grape varieties that have often been speculated about in wine circles. Although they produce wines that are very different on a cellular level, they are incredibly similar. In this chapter, we dive a bit deeper into their origins and discuss whether they are truly an international variety or whether in reality we should be considering them to be Italian natives. Pinot Noir, known as Pinot Nero in Italy, is usually a grape that prefers a cooler climate. However, in Italy, we find it all the way down in Sicily as early as 1800, where it was known for its constant productivity and high sugar content. The only issue, though, was that rather than being made as a single grape variety, it was vinified along with others, and so making a real assessment of its true qualities was tricky. This wasn't helped by the fact that down in these warm southern regions, it ripened so quickly that it was often subject to being eaten by birds or attacked by grey rot before it could be harvested. Having realized this when phylloxera struck, many growers in the south gave up on the grape, leaving it to wineries in the north where it was more comfortable. This is why today its largest quality production zone is concentrated in the Oltrepò Pavese, where it is often vinified as a sparkling wine. Small pockets are also found in Trentino, Alto Adige, Friuli, and Eastern Veneto, capitalizing on the cooler conditions to produce more elegant, floral, red-fruited wines, but with good concentration due to the sunshine hours. Pinot Grigio, or Pinot Gris, as it is often labeled outside of Italy, is the result of a mutation of Pinot Noir that was identified and replicated by wine merchant Johann Seger Ruland in 1711. The interest in this mutation is due to its ability to accumulate sugar more effectively than both Pinot Blanc and Pinot Noir. This means it is capable of giving more alcohol and riper flavors, as well as being suitable for the production of sweet wines that require a late harvest, such as Beerenauslese and Trockenbeerenauslese. Due to its ability to produce very alcoholic and often sweet wines following the example of the Greek Malvasia, it is known as Malvoisie in Switzerland's Valais and Italy's Val d'Aosta. However, these wines are made from Pinot Grigio, not an actual Malvasia. It first found its place in Italy, in Trentino, where it is documented as early as 1871, known at this time as Borgogna Grigio, Grey Burgundy. It was used in this region as it was able to ripen where other varieties could not. Go sugar accumulation. But it had little luck here because despite ripening, it failed to be productive enough to excite winemakers. Instead, the first successful large plantings of Pinot Grigio were in the Adige plains bordering Bolzano and Trento, where it still thrives today and has been accepted as a native. Pinot Bianco is a mutation of Pinot Nero that comes from an almost impossible series of circumstances. Indeed, it is spoken about as a chimerical mutation, a mythical animal. This mutation is different from the one that originates from Pinot Grigio and is only actually clearly distinguishable after the grape has ripened. It is an ancient variety that has been cultivated for a long time in Germany and France and is now widespread throughout the world. This vine, traditionally cultivated in Trentino Alto Adige, Lombardy, Veneto, and Friuli, prefers to be grown in deep soils with a low limestone content. It expresses the best quality characteristics when grown at an altitude where ripening is slow and late to develop complex aroma characteristics. As you can see, these grapes all originate from Pinot Noir, which finds its birthplace in France. Thus, they are international varieties in Italy. However, I think you will find many producers working with these grapes that would consider them perhaps not native but more traditional and embedded in the culture of winemaking in their regions. Varietal Spotlight on International Grapes, found in Italy. The border wines. The north of Italy shares borders with France, Switzerland, Austria, and Slovenia, and as a result, some of the grapes found here are neither truly Italian nor actually international. Instead, they have crossed between borders and find themselves equally happy in either place. We thought it would be interesting to mention some of these as they are gaining in popularity but occupy this strange gray area of neither truly international, native, or even traditional. Tiburen, Rossese. This grape has wandered between northern coastal Italy and the south of France. In Italy, cultivation of Rossese is limited to a small section of western Liguria, where vines cling to steep mountainsides above the Ligurian Sea. The name came from rosso, which refers to the berry's rich red color. The most famous example, Rossese di Dolceacqua, which is better quality and more widely cultivated, and therefore the subject of this entry. Whilst Rossese and Tiburen are genetically identical, its original birthplace is undetermined. Rossese is less successful if planted too close to the sea. It is best in almost mountainous terrain and has a great ability to show terroir in the glass. It has a bright, clear ruby red hue. This grape gives pretty fragrances of violets, red currants, graphite, roses, and sometimes strawberries. The best examples of these wines have a distinct salinity. They have a vibrant acid and a dry mouthfeel. Rossese is graceful and charming in its easygoing light to medium body delivery, worth seeking out if you can find it. Rolle Vermentino Pigato Favorita. Oh boy, does this grape get around. It can be found in numerous areas of Italy under a whole range of different names. However, it has also crossed the border and lives quite happily soaking up the sun in the south of France. Rolle Vermentino Favorita and Pigato are genetically a single variety, and yet any winemaker who works with them will tell you that they are distinctly different in both the vineyard and the glass. This situation is in fact analogous to the relationship that exists among the members of the Pinot family, as we've already touched on in the earlier chapter. This grape has many identities around Europe. In France, it is known as Rolle, Carbesso, Malvoisie à gros grain, Malvasia grossa, and Verlantin in France. It is found as Vermentino in Italy's Liguria, Sardinia, and Tuscany, but also as Pigato in western Liguria and as Favorita in Piemonte. This is a high-quality variety capable of displaying a wide range of aromas and flavors, including musky aromatics, acacia flowers, rosemary, thyme, citrus, peach, apricot, apple, and tropical fruit. Some, especially those grown close to the coast, may have a saline finish. Ligurian Pigato stands out as it can be richer and creamier, but still with the hallmark salinity. Rebulla, Ribolla Gialla. A high-quality white variety with a long history of production and export, and indeed one that is growing in popularity as the trend of orange or skin contact wines takes over the wine bars of the world. This grape has traversed the border of northern Italy, as it is also found in Slovenia and Croatia. Numerous spelling variations exist, and you can find it labeled as Rabolla, Rebolla, and Ribuelle. Not the same as the lesser quality Ribolla Verde or the Rebolla of Emilia-Romagna. The best expressions of this grape are typically found in those grown on hillside vineyards, as it tends to overproduce and can lose character elsewhere. High acidity and a hint of white pepper are hallmarks of Ribolla Gialla, unless overcropped. Other flavors and aromas include flowers, buttercup, citrus fruit, lemon and tangerine, and minerals. It does well with some skin contact and gives savory amber-hued wines.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, International Grape Varieties, the second and newest book in the Jumbo Shrimp series. We plan to continue bringing you more episodes each Thursday, and remember, the Kindle version of the book will soon be available on Amazon, and the paperback will likewise be available from positivepress.net. Also, rate our show wherever you tune in. Find Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Our Twitter handle is @ItaWinePodcast. Check out @MamaJumboShrimp on TikTok.